This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United Nations has warned of impeded aid deliveries as Israel expands its offensive in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Palestinians knock tent pegs into the ground as they erect their new homes on a small open plain in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. Fleeing from fighting and airstrikes, they have packed into areas along Gaza's border with Egypt and the coastline, where shelters and tent camps are overflowing. The UN's humanitarian office says the scale and impact of the fighting is hampering deliveries of much-needed aid to civilians. A displaced man from Gaza City tells the AP, "Why is there no food or drink? Here we're sitting without a cup or water." The Israeli military's air and ground offensive against Hamas has widened to most of the territory. Israel says it's striking militant targets, though homes full of people are regularly crushed. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. is imposing sanctions on a group of money exchange services from Yemen to Turkey, alleged to be providing funds to Iranian-backed Houthi rebels who have been launching attacks on commercial shipping vessels in the southern Red Sea. The sanctions imposed Thursday target the head of a financial intermediary in Sana'a, Yemen, and three exchange houses in both Yemen and Turkey. Authorities in Liberia say a leaking fuel tanker exploded this week as people gathered to collect the gasoline, leaving more than 40 dead. Officials say the blast on Tuesday also injured at least 83 people in the town of Totota in the central part of the West African country. One health official says many of the dead were buried in a mass grave because their remains were unrecognizable. Health authorities say an exact death toll was difficult to confirm because of how badly the bodies were burned. Similar deadly accidents have occurred elsewhere in Africa. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.